Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kerry Stevenson. Today I'm speaking with Max Tuesley. He's the Managing Director of Corpeo Minerals. They are ASX code CPO, and they've just expanded their portfolio in Chile with the acquisition of the high-grade Lana Carina project, which is why I brought Max on today. Max, welcome back to Small Caps. Last time we spoke, was in October, just after listing. It's a really exciting time for you. First up, if people want to know more about you, we interviewed in October last year, ladies and gentlemen, so go back and have a look at that. It will tell you all the background. But Max, let's get straight into the news out that you have acquired Lana Carina. I want to know why this acquisition is important to the company.
Yeah, thanks, Kerry. Thanks for having me back. And, thanks to everyone for tuning in and having a watch of this interview. Look, I think Lana Carina is, it ticks all the boxes for Corpeo. We've certainly focused on the coastal belt of Chile and areas of infrastructure, areas that are easily accessible. The altitudes are not high, and it's easy to get stuff done and easy for a junior company like ourselves to get good value out of the money we do spend in the ground. So Lana Carina ticks those boxes, as I said. There's historic drilling into Lana Carina, some significant results, 150 meters at 0.7% copper, 70 meters at 1.23% copper, 178 meters at 0.72% copper, and interestingly, some of the holes also had significant molybdenum as well, and also silver, and we expect a little bit of gold to come back from the assays as well. So it's a multi-element project. I think the results of the historic drilling speak for themselves. So we're very attracted to the project. Obviously, given the historic work that's been done, the next round of drilling is going to happen immediately. We have drilling targets already defined, and actually we have a drill rig turning up today in Chile to start the drilling program over the next couple of days.
A number of people want to know about the agreement, and also why did you get your hands on it? If it's that good and it's got some really good copper hits, which sounds like it does, why do the current owners want to, I guess, give it up?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a question that, a couple of people have already asked me. Look, I think, in Chile, there really is a lot of these opportunities for these sort of medium-sized projects. We all know that the multinationals are here. They're really only targeting the large porphyry deposits, over a billion ton. So in line with, Corpeo's focus, 50 to 100 million, 150 million tonne ore bodies, those sorts of projects are still available. There's not that many medium-sized sort of or junior companies active in Chile. So we've actually seen a lot of projects come over the table, some of them, grassroots, some of them more advanced. So Lana Carina was by far the best project we saw come over the table in the last couple of months. We've got a very experienced in-country manager who's sort of been negotiating different deals for different people over quite a number of years. So he's got a very good eye for what we like. And I suppose, the project is actually currently owned by an independent Chilean sort of family business. So it's not a mining company as such. So that family you know, they are looking for joint venture partners, and, you know, obviously they get to keep 20%, and they see their value increasing by us doing the work, by us earning in, you know, by us, you know, turning this project into a mine.
Okay, so you've got the drill on site. The agreement means that the current owners retain 20% and they can see the upside because you're going to get on and drill it and come out with news. It's just the one drill rig at the moment, but you've got your targets. It's well defined.
Absolutely. And you can see in the agreement that the second half of the agreement, you know, weighs heavily on us, you know, issuing shares to this vendor. So he's confident that, you know, we're going to build a value in the project. And also he's very confident that we'll build value in the Kalpeo share price.
Max, I need to just quickly, there's also an announcement on your website. If you want to dig deeper into that, ladies and gentlemen, go and check out on the website. But you've also got Quelon and Las Patacas. Can you just give us a quick update on where you are with those projects?
Yeah, look, you know, Las Patacas is where we started after IPO last year. We successfully completed the 3,000 metres of drilling. We hit some very wide intersections there of copper. We saw some high grades near surface. We've since followed up that drilling with some additional geophysics. We're really sort of looking for that IOCG, Candelaria-style deposit. We've released the results of that geophysics, and it's pretty exciting. So at the moment, we're finalising those drill targets. We're finalising the access to those drill targets. So we will be going back to Patacas at some point, probably after Lana Karina. But obviously at the moment, the opportunity is drilling Lana Karina. So that's where we are. Quelon, we've also completed some geophysics there. We've defined some very interesting possibly IOCG targets as well. They're walk-up drill targets, and again, that will be announced to the market pretty shortly, the results of that geophysics, and we intend to go to Quelon before the end of the year. Quelon's not very far from Lana Karina, so moving the drill rig to Quelon or back to Patacas, we'll make that decision in a couple of months' time.
I think it's important for people to know as well, I didn't mention at the start, Max, you're actually over there in Chile at the moment. Is that good to be back on site and to be able to direct where the drill rigs are going and to create that, I guess, shareholder value?
Yeah, look, you know, I think it's always good to be on the ground. I mean, you know, in this day and age, you can do a lot of stuff remote control, but, you know, I've actually been down. I'm in the little town just near Lana Karina, obviously, you know, in anticipation for this drill rig arriving. So that's been very, very helpful for me. I'm a geologist, so I get to see the rocks, get to ensure that, you know, that things are running smoothly. So, get the stick out if I have to and make sure that, we're not losing time. We're very keen to drill these holes into Lana Karina, as you'd expect.
Okay, so the focus right now and what people can hope, shareholders out there and people watching today, the next bit of news will be La Karina. Just give me the sort of what's happening over the next 3 months, because we're just running out of time. Over the next 3 months, results from Lana Karina, what else is coming up?
We've got the rig arriving today. We've got, you know, drilling immediately. Probably looking, you know, realistically looking at sort of 4 to 6 weeks turnaround on the assays. So, you know, I'm hoping by mid to late April, we should have the first results of the assays coming out of Lana Karina. We will be announcing, as I mentioned, the geophysics results of Quelon, which are very exciting. We've got 4,000 metres planned at Lana Karina, so there'll be quite a lot of results coming out of Lana Karina. And as I mentioned, sort of later on down the track, drilling both Quelon and back to Patacas, chasing those IOCG targets.
Okay, and they're close to the coast, lots of infrastructure around, so it's not in the middle of nowhere. That's what Kalpeo Minerals, part of their thing. Max, three reasons why investors should be sitting up and taking notice of CPO right now.
Yeah, look, Lana Karina is certainly an advanced project and quite possibly a company maker. I mean, we plan to immediately define the resource there and work our way, through to something that we can wrap a feasibility study around. There's a very good opportunity here for Kalpeo to move into the producer status. As I mentioned, there is infrastructure near the project and third-party processing plants, as well as options to build our own plant. So we really see production as being a significant opportunity at Lana Karina. So I suppose, the third thing is that, Kalpeo is probably been sort of, traveling under the radar with respect to a lot of the Australian investors, particularly investors looking at copper opportunities. We really believe we're undervalued and we think that, this new program of drilling at Lana Karina and the whole Lana Karina, sort of potential mine opportunity, I think that's something that people hopefully will start to notice.
Max Choosley is speaking to me from Chile. Thanks so much for joining me on Small Caps today. Ladies and gentlemen, as you heard, they've made this acquisition of Lana Karina. The drill rig is on site, ready to go. They're going to start drilling straight away. And Max said in the last time we chatted that their focus is on putting shareholder funds into the ground, not on corporate overheads. They've got three great projects. And there's a lot of news flow coming up, so go check them out. ASX code is CPO. Once again, Max, great to see you back on Small Caps.
Thank you very much, Kerry.